The following program will be interrupted for any important war bulletins.
This is a voice that is probably not too terribly familiar to the KMPX listening audience. My name is Alex Bennett, and with me is a gentleman who has been known to be with me occasionally.
My name is Joe Rogalski.
And what we're going to do here is, as most of you know, this is the last day for KMPX, and the call letters and the old girl goes to bed,
yeah,
as it were. And we are going to take the next couple of hours and do that. A lot of people probably are sitting out there saying, why in the world are you doing this? You never played big band music. The fact of the matter is that we are going to be on the news station that will be in this spot starting Monday called The Quake. From 6 to 10 in the morning. And one of the main reasons I wanted to do this is I said, hey, I would like to do one shift on the old KMPX, because my father was with the big bands. My father was a violinist, played with most of the hotel bands here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I grew up listening to this music. I had that kind of a double world is what it was.
In fact, my father played clarinet for the Villanova University big band when he was going to college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My father played with Eddie Fitzpatrick's orchestra here, Ernie Heckscher, house bands at the St. Francis, Fairmont, and then used to travel. I born in a trunk, went up to Reno, Nevada and Lake Tahoe during the summers and played Cal Neva Lodge and the Riverside Hotel, the Mapes Hotel in Reno, down to the Coconut Grove in L.A., And made the whole circuit. And so I grew up with what essentially was this music. But of course, when I became a teenager, that's when rock and roll kind of began.
Yeah.
And so rock and roll kind of became the continuity of my life musically. But my growing up and the original influence of my life was this music. And my father gave me a great background in music, telling me that there's no such thing as bad types of music, only badly done music. And so consequently, what you're going to be hearing today are some things that I have enjoyed over the years that a lot of the audience who's listened to me play rock over the years probably doesn't even know that I enjoy, because I enjoy all kinds of music, especially when it's done well. And I somehow would like to kind of dedicate this whole thing to my father, because I think he was kind of typical of the musical community back in the 40s, 30s here in San Francisco. And we talk about Bay Area musicians. There's a magazine called BAM that holds a thing every year called the BAMMies, and this year when I presented an award at the BAMMies, I took time out to remember the great San Francisco musicians and the people and a lot of the great people who actually were the foundation of what has become a great San Francisco music tradition over the years. So this is the last few hours of KMPX, and we're going to have some fun here and play some stuff that I enjoy and hope you enjoy, and I'll be here and Joe will be here.
All right.
And let's push a button and see what happens. I wonder when we go on the air Monday how many times I'm accidentally going to say the other call letters.
We'll surgically print it on your arm or something.
They have the tattooist right out here now, actually.
And
ready.
She's lovely.
I would agree with that. But anyway, I'm Alex Bennett, and
I'm Joe Rogalski.
Hey, we haven't lost your touch.
We got rhythm still.
No, we've been off the air for a month, and I wondered if I could even know how to talk on the radio anymore. You get that way, you know.
You sure do.
You begin to wonder, can I do it again? Can I say, you know, can I go on the air and be glib and ad-lib? But anyway, what we're doing here is we're putting the old girl to bed, is what it really amounts to. KMPX, which has been around for a long time, years ago, starting as, well, actually, when it started, it didn't know what it was. It was anybody who would pay money to come in and do a show.
That's right.
And one night, a guy by the name of Larry Miller started playing what was then kind of albums that nobody else would play by local groups.
Mm-hmm.
People like the Jefferson Airplane were represented in that sort of thing, Country Joe and the Fish, and KMPX became what essentially was the first progressive radio station in the United States.
Yeah.
But things as they be, Tom Donahue came in here along with a whole bunch of people and turned this into a real powerhouse.
Yeah.
And then one day, because the management was not, shall we say, attuned to the needs of people, like the fact that they have to eat, they all picked up, went on strike, and left and went over to what later became KSAN.
Yes.
And KMPX kind of for a while wallowed in a problem of really having kind of a, I would say, a negative reputation. And so went big band, I believe, at that point. And through successive managements has come to this day.
Yeah.
When we bid a fond adieu to a station that's been around for quite a long time.
Quite an honor for us to be part of radio history today, to turn the old lady off.
Yeah, and we're going to be part of radio history because Monday we're going to turn the new girl on.
Yeah, oh boy, are we.
Nothing I like to do than turning a new girl on. But anyway, so that's what it's all about, and that's why we're here. And if we have some of our rock audience out there, I want to give you a little education.
Yeah.
You see, you don't imagine that some of the rock groups of the last 20 years have been highly imitative of those so-called straight people that went before. But the fact of the matter is, there was a group called the Beach Boys. And this is something I rarely ever get to point out, but the fact is the Beach Boys stole their harmony and their sound from a group way back from the 50s, which was a jazz-oriented group called the Four Freshmen. Listen closely, you'll hear the Beach Boys' harmony.
Mel Torme, he's my favorite jazz singer.
Well, Torme
singer
has always been my favorite singer of all time. And see, they were different in two different ways, in that Torme was the complete... He was an instrument.
Yes.
You know, in fact, when they used to travel on the road, they used to put him in the truck with the instruments. So he didn't travel with the rest of the band.
I understand tubas loved him.
Yeah. And on the other hand, Sinatra was the greatest seller of a song that ever lived. I mean, you felt that he was acting out, and very convincingly acting out, what he was singing.
The purest.
Sold the words, made you feel him and understand him. He's the greatest interpreter of a lyric alive.
Maybe the purest and the poppest, maybe?
Maybe not now, but... Yeah. Well, I don't know. I saw him on television recently, and even though he's having trouble with the pipes, he's not bad. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Joe Rogalski.
Yeah, you haven't lost your touch there, Rogalski.
No, that's what the ladies say.
Yeah, if you're wondering who the hell we are going to be doing the morning show at the new station, which replaces this station over most of the same station starting on Monday, which will be called The Quake.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm kind of finished, I wanted to say goodbye to the old girl because this is the music I grew up with since my father was with the bands and traveled with them, and sometimes I traveled with them, and sometimes I got some nice postcards. You know, I remember all those days sitting home getting a postcard every day from my father while he was on the road from such interesting places as Seattle and Portland.
Ah.
There's a regular route that they used to play. And you would go up and play Portland and then Seattle and then Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Klamath Falls.
Now, some people wonder why bands played Klamath Falls, Oregon. Actually, Klamath Falls, Oregon probably saw every great entertainer that ever lived.
Really?
Well, because in those days, they used to travel by bus or train or whatever.
Yeah.
And Klamath Falls, Oregon, it's about a two-day trip from Portland to San Francisco, if you're not going to push yourself.
Right.
So the logical halfway point was Klamath Falls, and they would have to stay overnight in Klamath Falls, and as long as they were there, why not make an extra buck?
So hey.
You'd go live in Klamath Falls, you'd see all the greats, because they just figured, hey, we want to play Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Wonderful. So, all right.
So we are here playing the stuff that I remember as a kid. When I was a kid, I had a little phonograph, old 78 phonograph, and a collection of records, and I think this was my favorite band when I was a kid.
Yeah.
In fact, my father played with this band.
Really?
In fact, my aunt played with this band.
Your aunt played?
Well, she didn't exactly play for this band. See, they used to come to the Golden Gate Theater every year.
Yeah.
They used to do their stage show.
Right.
I should say the band was Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
Oh, right.
And my father would play the violin, but my aunt played the harp.
Huh.
But in Spike Jones' band, the harpist only played one glissando each show, and for the rest of the show would knit. And by the end of 3 weeks at the Golden Gate Theater, she would have a piece of knitting that would go all the way across the stage. She did that and also played with the San Francisco Symphony. How's that for being
ambidextrous?
Right. Or ambi-musical.
Mm.
Anyway, my favorite band when I was a kid. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Joe Rogalski.
And we're here, we're kind of signing the old girl off today,
yeah,
is what we're doing. And Joe's even going to do a newscast at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You remembered how to rip the paper apart?
Yeah, I didn't cut myself either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a special way kind of doing the news. I hold up pictures.
Yes.
And then Joe interprets the pictures from the paper.
And the people were so nice here today. They not only got the Chronicle for me, but they got the East Bay Today.
Yeah, it's just a shame. I came back from New York City. Too bad they don't have the New York Post here.
What is that?
All pictures.
Oh.
It's the newspaper for people who can't read. We actually have a jingle here.
Yeah? What you got?
Yeah, we have a jingle here.
Okay.
Do you realize how much money was probably spent on those jingles?
Oh, 14, 15 cents.
And after today, they aren't going to be able to be used anywhere, unless, of course, we can convince somebody else to change their call letters to KMPX and go big band.
Wow, what a thought.
Well, as I was growing up, I think my favorite serious band, for some reason, and the reason I think was because my grandmother had all these 78s that she gave me. A grandmother always gave you records, right, that she didn't want anymore. And handed me this, and I wish I still had them today because it'd be worth a fortune. Things like, Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go with Friday on Saturday Night with Al Jolson, recorded in 1916.
Mm.
And quite a few Paul Whiteman records from the days of Columbia, where he was one of the few artists where they put a caricature of his face on the label.
Alex, caricature.
Caricature.
Grateful Dead fans.
That's something you eat, like tomatoes and cucumbers and caricatures.
Caricatures,
yeah,
right. Right.
Anyway, Paul Whiteman, it was and still remains one of my favorite bands because there's something about him that reminds you of what went before.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was where Bing Crosby got his start. Because
really?
He was with a group called the Rhythm Boys.
Right.
Who are on this particular track you're about to hear here along with Al Rinker and Harry Barris.
Harry Barris?
And I used to go to school with Al Rinker's daughter over in Marin County.
Really?
And Harry Barris's daughter grew up to be Marty Barris, who in the 50s, I can't even remember the song that she had, 50s or 60s, had a one-time hit, and that was all you heard of Marty Barris. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Whiteman, along with Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris, the Rhythm Boys.
Every day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Anyway, that's Wingy Minone, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm Alex Bennett, and...
I'm Joe Rogalski.
Turn up these earphones here so I can hear what I'm doing.
Okay.
What I was trying to do is put me on one channel, you on the other channels.
Yeah.
But I sound like I'm off mic, so we won't do that.
Oh, well.
I was just fooling around here. I'm sorry.
Not with me, you won't.
I mean, this is the last time this little old control board will probably ever get any use. Actually, it has, believe it or not, this control board was made by, well, I don't know if it was made by him personally, maybe it had been moonlighting, by a broadcasting consultant, Drake Chenault. It has it right here on the board. And this was made for the purpose of doing exactly what's being done here. It's not a bad little board, but it's going to be put out to pasture.
Ah.
Yes, right. Yeah. On the scrap heap of electronics, which will probably be recycled and turned into a computer or something like that. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Joe Rogalski.
Or...
I'm Joe Rogalski.
And I'm Alex Bennett. Take your choice. And we are doing the sign-off cast here at KMPX San Francisco. This will be one of the last times you will hear those call letters, because starting Monday... you will hear another set of call letters, but more affectionately referred to as the Quake. And we will be doing the morning show and signing on that radio station.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
We're doing two things we've never done before. You never signed on a radio station.
No, I haven't.
Signed off a radio station.
Neither one.
I've never signed off a radio station before in my life.
Really?
And never turned one on.
Hmm.
So that will be a cheap thrill, as it were. Joe does the news. He is the newsman on our show in the morning, and he thought he would jump in here and get some early practice in, because we've been out of work for, what, 4.5? What was it?
About 4.5.
About 4.5. Maybe 5 weeks tomorrow?
The 14th was 4 weeks.
14, oh, okay, this is 5 weeks. Okay.
Wow.
Well, let's see if you're up to your old stuff here, guy.
Okay. We have some promising portents on the planet prowl this morning.
Portents.
Huh?
Portents.
Do I still have my stuff? Huh?
Huh?
Say no more. Say no more.
Portents.
Portents. The Lebanese cabinet today approved...
What the hell does portents mean?
I don't know, but I learned it at the famous broadcaster school in Modesto, California. The Lebanese cabinet today approved the U.S.-sponsored plan for evacuating the PLO guerrillas from West Beirut. Lebanon's foreign minister said the withdrawal could begin this weekend. The Israeli cabinet will meet in special session tomorrow in Jerusalem. It's also expected to accept the plan. Israeli sources have predicted the Palestinian pullout will start on Saturday. Meanwhile, a White House spokesman says the administration fully expects to send U.S. Marines ashore in Beirut to aid that PLO evacuation. Larry Speak says the Marines' role should be clarified in the final agreement. Bayside, an earthquake shook residents here in the Bay Area this morning at 1:43.
Did the earth move for you, too?
It did move for me. Okay. Unfortunately, it was just the earthquake.
I mean, this is not really like one of your well-honed newscasts here. I don't feel I'm ruining anything by jumping in, because I always make it a rule never to jump in on him because he works hard on his stuff. Last night, that thing hit. I was frightened. I mean, it hit like a jolt.
Yeah,
and
it was
I have a new kitten.
Yes.
And the new kitten is growing up every day and ran under something that it used to be able to run under. And somehow managed out of pure panic to get in, but couldn't get out.
Ooh.
Or had grown slightly while she was back there.
Yeah.
Scared the living daylights out of her.
Yeah.
And me too.
Now, see, with me, I live by the water, and for some reason, I didn't feel a thing.
Except water up to your neck.
Yes, yes.
Continue, Mr.
Two high tides at once. Anyway, it was measured 4.5 on the Richter records. No damage or injuries are reported. And we understand that if you were wondering where the epicenter was, it was sort of in the Watsonville area, so the South Bay really got jolted. Today's gossip, Buckingham Palace today denied rumors.
Wait a minute. You can't go to gossip that way. Hand me that item.
Yes, sir.
It's now time for...
gossip.
So soon you forget. It's now time for...
people in the news.
Yes, indeed, we do have a people in the news.
Who do we have, Alex?
Princess Anne.
Oh, that's England.
Now, then you're supposed to say Princess Anne.
Princess Anne!
And then if there were an audience in here, they go...
Princess Anne!
Okay.
It's coming back to me.
Yeah, she's denied rumors of a rift between... Buckingham Palace denied rumors today... of a rift between Princess Anne and Captain Mark Phillips. It's unusual for the palace to make comment on the private lives of the royal family members, but the couple raised eyebrows when Anne went alone to vacation in Scotland and her husband didn't show up for her birthday celebration. Mm. Sounds like hanky-panky to me.
Yeah.
Yes. Phillips says he's busy harvesting crops. Can you see a member of the royal family out there on a tractor?
No. No,
I declare this field open. On the couple's estate west of London. They also deny rumors, of course, that Prince Chuck is ugly. But that's another matter.
Neither there nor here. I have one in the oops department. The London
people in the
oops department. Yeah. Yes. The London Daily Mirror reports the British submarine Onyx has limped back into port at its south coast base after traveling from the South Atlantic with two live torpedoes jammed in its tubes. The newspaper says the sub ran into uncharted undersea rocks.
I was on a ship once, the USS Topeka. They had these guided missiles.
Yeah.
They were heat-seeking missiles. This is true. Uh-huh. They were heat-seeking missiles. But it was one of these old cruisers that they readapted to be a missile cruiser, and they put on the missiles. They went out and tested them.
Yeah.
The missiles went out about, half a mile, mm-hmm. and then sought out heat. They came right back and went for the stacks on the ship.
Oh, my. Taking care of business, Dow Jones 30, industrials at the 45 mark, 843.98, up 12.75.
I don't know why you read that stuff. Our audience is usually out of work.
Yeah, that's true. The government said today, by the way, personal income of Americans climbed a full 1% in July. That's the most in 11 months.
Says you.
No, the government said.
Oh, the government said.
Sure.
Well, they certainly didn't include me in those figures.
And it looks like most of the major banks have now cut their prime interest rate to 14%. And as far as the weather goes, sunny inland, fog near the coast. The highs today about 64 in San Francisco.
We're not going to sing the weather here.
No, absolutely not. Oakland 71, Redwood City 76, and San Jose 79. That's it for now. Rogelski for KMPX.
Gee, you didn't... I almost thought you were... Didn't you get that feeling?
Hey, I'm a pro.
Because what we're going to do is we're going to have a contest starting Monday. Count the number of times Bennett says camel. You know. But anyway...
That's the good news.
Yeah, over at Camel, they're probably recording this right now since their lawyers record everything we say on radio and then type it down. So right now I'd like to read from War and Peace. Anyway.
How about Leviticus?
How about Leviticus? He's okay, too, good. Actually.
Where's the food?
Where's the food? They have to bring food. Gee, where's? I'm Alex Bennett.
That's... And I'm Joe Rogalski.
Yeah. And a lot of people wonder why we're here.
Why are we here?
Well, we're going to sign this radio station off in a while.
Are we?
KMPX will forever go dark,
right,
as it were. One of the reasons I wanted to do it is because I mentioned earlier that my... My father was a musician who played with a lot of the bands here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I grew up, you know, when I was a kid, this kind of music was around the house. And, of course, when I started getting pimples on my face.
Mm-hmm. And hair on your face.
Yeah, I discovered rock and roll, and that pretty much became the music that predominated the tempo of my life. It was my zeitgeist, so to speak.
Alex, zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
Grateful Dead fans.
I'm finding it difficult to define
Alex,
zeitgeist.
You brought this up, zeitgeist.
I could come out with a straight explanation, say the spirit of the times.
You could.
But I won't.
Okay.
Anyway, earlier we played this gentleman. I got to play him again because since we do have a gay community here in San Francisco. Have you heard?
We do?
Yeah.
I better get on that.
And I think probably one of the... I guess the finest, most articulate, most suave, deboner gays in the history of mankind had to have been Noel Coward, who for some reason never failed to put a smile on just about anybody's face because of a certain acerbic wit possessed by that man. And so I have to play this. This is probably if more words have been recorded in 1 minute, outside of perhaps Cloudburst by Lambert Hendricks and Ross, this is probably it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I always liked Bennett. And I've always loved Basie. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Joe Rogalski.
And we are going to be holding down the morning program at the new station, The Quake.
Yeah.
And we are holding down here the last program at KMPX. Because after today, KMPX, and after the next, maybe hour or so, KMPX goes dark forever.
Yeah.
We bury the old girl and rise like the phoenix. There's another radio station. It's kind of like being a butterfly, you know, going from a caterpillar into a beautiful, well-endowed butterfly.
And who's going to be beautiful and who's going to be well-endowed on Monday?
Well, I hope they show up because it's going to be a boring morning if they don't. Alex and Joe, an old trumpet player called and requested Harry James and Rosemary Clooney. I'm sorry, old trumpet player, but I don't take no requests. It's just something that I do, but if I accidentally play Rosemary Clooney or Harry James, please don't think I honored a request, okay? You got a note there.
Yeah, Rick Reed called to say he taped my first newscast. If I want a recording...
No, actually, it's your last newscast on KMPX.
Right, exactly. It's actually my interim newscast.
I mean, before this whole thing's over, we're going to have held down a lot of jobs in the last month.
Absolutely.
Worked for 3 radio stations. That's par for the course in this business, so...
Yeah, the wonderful world of 13 weeks.
Anyway, I'm going to play a record that I find absolutely despicable.
Oh, good.
No, I mean, let's face it. Some of the old stuff really stunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Some of it... I always use this particular recording as an example of when people used to tell me, oh, rock and roll, it stinks. There's nothing like the old music. I'd remind them of this particular selection and say, stick that in your hat. Listen to the lyrics. They're meaningful. You know, they really say something. Listen closely. All right, okay. We had to play some Judy Garland this last day. In fact, it's interesting that it's kind of hard to figure out who to play, so I'm just playing stuff that I recognize and say, hey, now, that was fun stuff. I'm Alex Bennett, and with me is Joe Rogelski, and we found gainful employment starting Monday.
Yeah.
On what will a station that will be called The Quake. What we're going to do is sign off KMPX today, and then they're going to go out and jazz around with the transmitter and move us into our new plush studios.
Mm-hmm.
High atop, I think, the Downtown Center parking lot, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And,
just up the street from Zim's.
Right. And what we are doing here is saying a fond farewell to a radio station that has certainly had its place in San Francisco radio history, KMPX. Which at one point was, I think I'm accurate when I say so, the first progressive rock station in the country.
And that's my understanding, yeah.
And then in the last few years has been a big band station and playing the kind of music that, that my father used to play.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a nice, I kind of thought I wanted to do this because it's kind of a nice feeling. I kind of feel like I'm doing it for my father.
All right, you know? That's very nice.
And for all those musicians who worked the San Francisco Bay Area and played at the Fairmont Hotel and the Mark Hopkins and the Fairmont and kept music alive in this town and made this really kind of a musical center. We're sort of fooling around here and playing some of the stuff that I know. When I was a kid, I used to babysit.
You babysat?
I babysat.
What did you babysit?
A very flat baby, actually.
I see. Yeah, named Pancake.
Yeah, right. Right. And where I used to babysit, the people had Ella Mae Morse records. Are you familiar with Ella Mae Morse?
Ella Mae Morse?
Ella Mae Morse.
Samuel Morse's daughter.
Now, see, here's a name that if I say to somebody like Joe Ella Mae Morse, he doesn't know who Ella Mae Morse is.
Well, I say Gesundheit.
She invented Morse code.
Yeah, right.
No, Ella Mae Morse was a... the best I can do is play her for you.
Okay.
And after I play her for you, you will forever remember
Ella Mae Morse.
Oh, yeah. Well, we thought we'd play three really great women. Ella Mae Morse and then Billie Holiday. No kids. That was not...
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Thank Ralph.
And finally, Lena Horne here at KMPX, where soon we will be turning the whole thing off and... saying goodbye to KMPX and becoming The Quake.
Boom!
Starting Monday morning at 6 o'clock, Joe and I will be here.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of our regular listeners who read the Oakland Tribune today and knew this was happening are listening right now.
Put up your hands right now, your right hand.
Well, maybe they'd like to call and just, you know, leave us a note. We can't take calls on the air here because I don't think they ever plugged the phone into the... this is with we're in kind of like these very strange offices at this radio station.
They're delightfully air cooled.
Delightfully air cooled.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Remember when you used to go into movie theaters?
Right.
And they had a big sign outside. Air cooled.
Right.
What does that mean?
There's this big fan, right?
Hey, it's getting hot in here. Open a door on the other sign, right? You know. Hey, and dish night is Wednesday. Right? They don't have dish night anymore. They don't give you those. They don't play bingo at movie theaters anymore.
You know, there was a piece in the Chronicle about a year ago. There was a theater in San Francisco that was still doing that.
Doing dish night?
Having dish night, yeah. And things, I don't know if they still do it.
And bingo?
I think over in North Beach, in all seriousness.
Really?
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
I'll have to go to that because we haven't been working it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But, you know, the trouble with not working in this business is not only are you out of a job and. Can't afford to eat, but the people who used to take you out to lunch have no reason to any longer.
That's right, so absolutely.
Anyway, so we're saying bidding a fond farewell to KMPX and playing some of the music that my old man used to perch me up on his knee and then watch me fall. He always had a great thrill doing that. No, but this was the kind of music that he liked. He played. He boosted in his time. It was the kind of music that my parents fell in love to. Well, I hope they didn't fall in love to Three Itty Bitty Fitties and the Itty Bitty Poo, but
yeah.
A big band that I always kind of liked because it was kind of a band with a sense of humor in it musically was Billy May, and here he is. Yeah, okay, that's Betty Hutton.
That's
Betty Hutton.
Yeah.
She wound up in New York City, in a hospital, drying out at one point.
Mm.
because I knew a woman who was a floor above her, who had gone a little nuts and was in the crazy ward up there.
Uh-huh.
Downstairs.
Interesting building.
Yeah, it was. It was. But she's supposedly, she's all cleaned out, and, but had never really regained her career.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
What career there was to begin with. It's 18 minutes past 11 o'clock here at KMPX. In the last, I guess, couple of minutes at KMPX. We've got about another. I will probably sign off around noon.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
What's happening is TV people are coming up because it's very seldom that they get this, to be able to actually see a radio station go off the air forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they are assembling, and at such a point as it is appropriate, we'll do the deed.
Yeah.
I suppose there's one artist that, or two artists actually, that are most responsible for the music we hear today. Without the invention of multi-track recording, it would be impossible for a lot of the rock groups to record what they do today.
Right.
When we talk about multiple-track recording, we're talking about 24-track studios.
Mm-hmm.
But the man who invented all of that and first utilized it on record was a man by the name of Les Paul.
That's right.
Who also, incidentally, has his name on some of the guitars most of the famous rock people played today.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, was his first hit utilizing multi-track recording. And while it had been done in some ways before, it had never been quite done like this, because the only musician on this record is Les Paul, and the only woman singing is Mary Ford. That was Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers and the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Joe Wirkowski.
And we're here this morning to pay a fond farewell to KMPX. We will also be saying a fond hello Monday morning at 6, from 6 until 10, when the new Quake opens its radio doors, as it were.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to do this morning, because when I found out we were coming here and they were going to be signing off the station, I said, I got to do one shift. I said, for my old man. You know?
Yeah.
Because he was really very representative of the kind of guys that worked in the bands in San Francisco. And I remember my father played the Tonga Room once.
Really?
Yeah, the Tonga Room was kind of the corny place to play.
Where was it?
You don't know, the Tonga Room in the Fairmont Hotel.
Oh, okay.
The Tonga Room in the Fairmont Hotel is about the corniest room you'll ever go to. It's where everybody went after their senior prom.
Ah.
Right? Because there's an orchid in every drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right? An umbrella. Mm-hmm. I never drink anything that doesn't have an umbrella in it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And right in the middle of it, they have a swimming pool.
In the drink?
No. In the Tonga Room.
Oh, okay.
And then once an hour, they have a tropical rainfall into the swimming pool. And I don't know if it's still there, but they used to have a raft in the swimming pool, and they used to put the band on the raft, and the band would float from one end of the pool to the other and then back again.
I see.
My father was put in charge of grabbing the rope to pull the the raft back so
right.
They could all obviously get off of the raft and go home or whatever.
Yeah.
One night he pulled it and went in a drink, tuxedo and all. So. Anyway, one of the things we played here, I just want to mention this.
Yeah.
Was Hooray for Hollywood.
Right.
But the opening is what I really was thrilled by, because this was the Warner Brothers logo music written by Fred Steiner. It is the most nondescript piece of music and probably one of the most famous of all time. Let me just play it here again for a second so people can see what I mean.
Hollywood.
See?
Yeah.
That probably one of the most famous pieces of music of all time, and I wonder. I don't think Fred Steiner ever got royalties for it, or whatever. Anyway, I didn't put something in here.
Oh,
did I?
No, you didn't, Alex.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, look at all those records over there.
Put this up in there.
Okay.
There we go. I wanted to play a little segment here of music that jazz era in the 50s when jazz was, you know, Brubeck and the Four Freshmen,
right,
and so on. This was a group that was, if the Four Freshmen were it when it came to singing quartets in jazz in those days, these guys were second And had a guy by the name of Clark Burrows, who probably had the highest voice on any male that I've ever heard, who was still intact.
And I was fortunate enough, these guys regrouped for the Monterey Jazz Festival about 6 years ago, and I was there to see it. It was great.
But the thing they probably were most well known for, and we remembered throughout history for, they are the ones that sang, "Hertz puts you in the driver's seat."
They did it?
That was them. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hi-Lows. And some of that nice stuff from the 50s, and not to mention the great George Shearing.
Yeah.
This is KMPX in its final, about 19 minutes, I would imagine. Is noon the time we're going to sign off?
That's what I'm told, yeah.
High noon for the old gal, huh?
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this. Not only is it a thrill to sign off a radio station, but come Monday morning, we're going to sign one on at 6, and somehow I feel that it almost kind of goes along with my life a little bit, it's a sad moment. Somebody just asked me from one of the television stations, that people are saying, you know, it's the end of an era, and I think the era for all this music ended quite a while back.
Mm.
And what I also mentioned to her was that it will live on.
Sure.
If you've
got
them in your record collection at home and you take good care of them and you pass them on to your children and you tell them to take good care of them. Music lives forever. As long as you take good care of those recordings. And believe it or not, most people don't, and you probably have the only copy left of something.
Yeah, music is history, and it's not the charts from last week.
Yeah. It also represents the works of some very talented, very creative, very caring people about their craft. If the music does not go on here, it can go on in your lives by you taking care of them. And as I say, passing it on to your progeny. I think that somebody once described Peggy Lee's voice as sounding like a woman with a mattress on her back. That was another way of saying she's awfully sexy.
Just for a three.
99 FM, KMPX, San Francisco.
And I'm Alex Bennett with
Joe Rogalski.
And we are about 8 minutes away from saying goodbye to KMPX.
Yeah.
And I've never done this before.
Hey, yeah.
I've only been working here 3 hours, and already I'm feeling sorry about the whole thing. Yeah.
Real honor to do this. It really is.
And I thank the people here at KMPX, soon to become the Quake, for allowing us to do it, because we are also going to be signing on a radio station, which hopefully in its own right will become history and a part of San Francisco tradition, because hopefully it will be in the best traditions of San Francisco radio. Starting on Monday with us at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Play a few more things here. There's so much here that I would like to play, and you got to say goodbye sometime.
Yep.
So let's take one more, and then maybe we'll say goodbye to y'all. Erskine Hawkins and After Hours, and I'm Alex Bennett, and over there he's
Joe Rogalski,
and it is that hour. I just want to say something to people, because I think it's important that it be said. Music does not die. Music, thank goodness, goes on forever. If it didn't, many of the people that you've heard on this radio station would not be heard, because a lot of them are dead. But there is a kind of immortality for these people. Their memory goes on and on. They are as alive today as they were when they first recorded these works, if you enjoy them. And this kind of music doesn't die with the end of KMPX. It goes on and on. And as I said earlier, it'll go on as long as you keep it in your record collections and pass them on and tell people to take good care of them. One era gives way to another, gives way to another. And starting Monday morning, there'll be another new era starting here on this point in the dial. It'll be called the Quake. In the last couple of months or so, I've been listening to this radio station and enjoying it. And in some ways, it's sad, because we're saying goodbye to an old friend. We're kind of putting her to her just reward. On the other hand, let's be happy this music existed. And as I said, it continues to exist. We're going to sign it off now. We're going to go into a few days of hibernation, come out as a new butterfly, and maybe go in the back room and have a little champagne and say goodbye to the old girl.
Hear, hear.
To all the KMPX listeners, we want to thank you for your support of this kind of music, and we know it will continue, and it will live on as long as it lives on in your hearts.
FM 99 with Alex Bennett and Joe Rogelski starts Monday morning at 6.